Thomas, fantastic to hear the magnificence that is the Sandor Central Grand Finals. Bit of time in Inverell in the early part of the season working with New South Wales Rugby as well, but you've taken well and truly the bull by the horns and looked after the Mid-North Coast. And how's it been?
Yeah, no, I've got Mid-North and Far North, mate, so North Coast, but yeah, no, it's going really well over there. I've got some really good help over there. The guys are really keen to grow the game, so yeah, just trying to work together and do the best we can.
How's it been with a team like Grafton that's switched between both Far North Coast and Mid-North Coast, and how have they been this year? And once again, we've got in the bottom half of the Mid-North Coast.
Mate, yeah, look, the Grafton, for starters, they ended up making the reserve grade grand final and were unlucky to miss out on the first grade, bundled out in the minor semi there in the Mid-North Coast. But yeah, look, it's interesting seeing the different zones going at it. Was lucky enough to get along to all the Mid-North Coast finals for the upper Mid-North Coast, and yeah, Far North Coast still to come. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see who takes it out. We've got Ballina up against Byron today up there, so yeah, no, it'll be tough contest. Looking forward to next weekend.
Of course, how are things going in regards to development? We're getting plenty of bounce out of the girls winning the sevens still, and is that one of the great challenges, not only embrace the sevens, but also now that the women's have their own little competition there in 15s with the Kerry Chikorovsky Cup, that flowing through to play 15-a-side women's rugby?
Yeah, mate, look, it's the age-old one. Sevens is a pathway that obviously lends itself to a certain body shape and sort of leans away from the age-old rugby being a game for everyone. But, look, it's an interesting one. The two pathways are working together up there, and yeah, no, it's good to see a few opportunities coming through for country as far as the under 17s country championship goes. And
what about the whole sort of scene of things? Is there stabilisation of numbers, or are there particular pockets that are growing? Like Wollumbarra, Alstonville are always going to be successful, and you know, they propagate the game really well, but also places such as Lismore, Port Macquarie, and also Taree.
Mate, yeah, look, Mid North Coast have got some really strong juniors at the moment, with 14s, 16s, and 18s all playing on a Saturday. And unfortunately, at the moment, there's no junior rugby on a Saturday up on the Far North Coast, but there's a couple of blokes doing some really good work there, building it back up. So a bit of movement in that regard, trying to get something back on Saturday up in the Far North Coast next year. And it's a growth area for sure, and yeah, it's something that we are striving to reinstate.
You've got the likes of Jed Holloway, who always come up to the Camp Waratahs and the like, and really need to see more players and get connected not only through the actual clubs, but also the schools as well.
Yeah, look, mate, we've actually been really well supported up on the Far North Coast. We've got Daryl Gibson and Chris Malone coming up for a coaching seminar for the grand final weekend, and they're going to put an appearance in at the local junior finals on the Friday night. And then we had Eri Simone up there for the Camp Waratah, and we've got a couple more Camp Waratahs coming up. And then down on the Mid-North Coast last school holidays, we had the Coffs Coast Rugby Challenge, and Sam Needs got along to that, and the half-day camp we ran there, and yeah, taking one down to Port this coming holidays. So, yeah, sharing the love around a bit, mate. And, yeah, no, it's been good. We are getting some support there from Sydney, which is great.
Yeah, finally, if we want to get a hold of you, tell us your details, maybe the mobile phone or the email address.
Mate, email is tdavidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N, at nswrugby.com.au. And the phone number is 0499 757 917.
And really now, finally, it's great to come back to Central North, the leading country zone, and after being on the Mid-North Coast, it's always good to come home and have some time in Inverell as well. And you've got Will Latham over there as well.
Yeah, mate, look, you've tried to stitch me up there with the leading country zone. I'd have to argue my case against Walshy, but yeah, no, it's good to be back watching a bit of Central North rugby, and yeah, good to have young Willie Latho up there on the Far North Coast. He's part of the family, literally, and yeah, no, it's good to have that sort of connection. He's got given me a big hand with all his contacts, and yeah, great starting point up there. So,
well, Tom, it's fantastic to see you back in the home of milk and honey when it comes to country rugby in New South Wales. You'll learn quite a bit here today, so you can take it back to the Mid-North Coast and the Far North Coast, and we wish you all the success as you continue to work as a development officer for New South Wales Rugby on the Mid and Far North Coast.
Cheers, Wixie. Appreciate it, mate.